Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a tragedy in the European migrant crisis. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The people reportedly had suffocated. An official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck.
We don't know exactly at the moment how many people are in this car, but it's a great number.
Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. In a volatile trading session, U.S. stock markets gained well over 2%. Key European indexes advanced more than 3%. Earlier, Shanghai stocks soared more than 5%, and other Asian markets were also up. The U.S. economy grew faster than first thought between April and June, and faster than other developed nations. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter, more than a percentage point faster than first estimated. Iraqi officials say Islamic State suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior commanders. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi. The Arab League has postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members about the Libyan civil war. The Arab League says a new date for taking up the matter will be announced sometime in the future. This is VOA News. Sri Lanka's efforts to move away from the previous government's tilt toward China received a boost with the U.S. government's decision to back a domestic rather than international investigation into alleged war crimes during the country's civil war. Anjana Pasricha reports.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Nisha Biswal visited Colombo a week after the new government secured a victory in parliamentary elections and put an end to hopes of a political comeback by former President Mahinda Rajapaksa. She said a domestic investigation would lead to a more durable outcome. The announcement marks a reversal of Washington's position, which has sponsored resolutions at the United Nations demanding an international probe into war crimes. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
Ukraine accused Russian-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations Thursday, a day after representatives of the two sides agreed to try to halt ceasefire violations by September 1st. Ukrainian forces reported that separatists in eastern Ukraine violated the ceasefire 54 times on Thursday. It said 11 of the violations involved artillery fire, 16 involved attacks using grenade launchers. Greece has its first female prime minister. Chief Supreme Court Judge Vasiki Thanou was sworn in Thursday as the caretaker head of government. She and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held September 20th. The Pakistani government is demanding that Afghanistan ensure the protection of its diplomatic staff and property in Kabul. It says Afghan agents are harassing the Pakistani embassy staff, particularly those living outside the compound. Officials at the Pakistani diplomatic mission have also reported kidnapping attempts against staff members. Officials complain that embassy personnel have had to restrict their movement, and most of them have moved to the embassy compound for safety. U.S. President Barack Obama is in New Orleans to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina as the city approaches the 10th anniversary of the storm that took 1,800 lives. Mr. Obama will speak about the city's recovery from the flooding and its potential for future growth. A new U.S. political survey shows billionaire Donald Trump is increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Thursday's Quinnipiac University poll showed the brash real estate mogul with 28% support among Republican voters across the country. He topped his nearest challenger, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who was about 15 points behind. One-time Florida Governor Jeb Bush was even further behind, as were all the other Republican candidates. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.